Welcome inside the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. John Ledyard from FanRag Sports and NDT Scouting, along with Trevor Sikkema of PewterReport.com, who covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We are currently looking at 2018 rookies and what they will do in year one of their NFL careers, which, if we're being honest and we're using history as a resource, won't be much, Trevor. It's just the reality.
Not if you ask every Madden team I've ever drafted.
Very true. In every fantasy team, every year I talk myself into, like, some rookie's going to have a great season. He's going to be a star. I loved him coming out. I think he can be a top five player in the NFL.
And you draft five rookies on your team and you realize you're getting 0 points every week.
Exactly, yeah, because coaches are old school and they don't want to play these guys even if they're good. Even if they're better than their veterans. Just the reality. One team that I don't think is going to have that issue because they don't sign anybody in free agency ever, even if there's a fire, the Dallas Cowboys. Leighton Vander Esch, Connor Williams, Michael Gallup, Dalton Schultz, because no Jason Witten.
There it is.
They're not. I mean, they're all playing, right? Like, who? They're all starting.
I mean, Vander Esch for sure playing. Connor Williams is sure playing. Those are legit two starting players
for sure. And Gallup, you know, defined starter. Terrence Williams is terrible and good. Could get the axe after the stuff that's happened off the field.
I think
Hearns, Beasley. Hearns and Beasley are starters.
Austin, don't they?
Yeah, don't do this. Don't do this. Don't.
I know. Like, I just remembered. I wasn't to proclaim. It's about to be Tavon Austin season.
I was shook. I have had enough of it. If he goes off in Dallas, he goes off. I'm not believing, not for a second. He is who he is. If Sean McVay has no use for you, you are truly useless.
Wow.
But Gallup could be Gallup and Hearns on the outside and Beasley in the slot, and Terrence Williams can kick rocks, and you have Austin and you have Deontay Thompson.
I'm going to say
more Deontay Thompson.
Can I get bold here? Can I get bold?
Get bold.
Starting outside wide receivers for Dallas Cowboys. You ready? Allen Hearns, Noah Brown.
What?
What's up?
Wait a minute. Are we being are you being bold, just like saying something to say something bold? Like,
oh, I'm
or
saying
you really think Noah Brown is gonna beat out Allen Hearns, Deontay Thompson, Terrence Williams, Cedric Wilson?
No,
KD
I said Allen
Cannon.
Hearns is the other starter. Allen Hearns is the other starter.
Sorry, I got carried away. Michael Gallup.
Terrence Williams' butt.
Yes, agreed.
And Deontay Thompson is a deep threat specialist who can only beat the Buccaneers.
True story. Saw it.
Michael Gallup's a rookie.
Yes.
KD Cannon's not good.
True.
Cole Beasley's not playing outside. Neither is Tavon Austin. What's up, Noah Brown?
The problem is Noah Brown good?
You know?
No.
It's up for debate.
We'll see. We'll find out this offseason. It's going to be fun. I mean, Dallas' situation is really
wild. Noah Brown's going to be another one of those wide receivers from Ohio State that you and I were like, man, he's fun, and then he just never plays.
Yeah.
Rip Evan Spencer.
Poor one out. What a stud. Connor Williams is a lock starter. Leighton Vander Esch is a starter. I mean, it's going to be Vander Esch and Lee and Jalen Smith. I don't know who's, you know, we'll see how many, you know, they're going to have two linebackers on the field a lot of the time, so he's got to earn those coverage reps. And remember, we talked about that. He blitzed all the time at Boise State. He was terrible at it, but he did it all the time at Boise State. Lee's obviously great all around. You're not going to want to take him off the field. We're being honest. He probably gets hurt at some point during the year, though. It's going to be important to have somebody who can get those coverage
reps. I didn't like Dorrance Armstrong much coming out, so I don't
see him factoring in at all, to be honest.
No, I mean, they've already got – they've got Lawrence, Crawford, Charlton, Coney Ealy.
Ealy's here, yeah. No way. Irvin can play on the
outside.
I mean,
they even have Dayton Jones, so
if you have Dayton Jones, forget it. Charles Tapper's still here. Dorrance be lucky to make the team.
You might not be wrong.
I mean, you don't see many fourth rounders get cut, but dude better ball out. Mike White's not going to play unless the people get their wish and Dak goes down. What is up with Cowboys fans turning on? That's a topic for another time, but they turned on Dak quick. Hope my boy balls out this year. Dalton Schultz is starting, right? Blake Jarwin.
I have no idea who's going to start for them at tight end.
Geoff Swaim.
I didn't like Dalton Schultz that much.
He's solid. Fourth rounder.
Right.
I
thought Dalton Schultz was super average.
Right. He's like a number two tight end. Nice to have on your roster type of guy.
Sure. Right.
The rest of these dudes
not a rookie starter.
Right. But he's a good blocker, and so those guys see the field a lot of time. Man, that Rico Gaithers isn't, and Blake Jarwin wasn't in college, and I've seen very little of Jess Swaim, and actually have no idea if he's a good blocker. So we'll find out. But I think Schultz plays. I'm going to say Schultz plays.
Feed Zeke all year, then, I guess.
Schultz going to lead this tight end group in snaps this season. Yeah. So they'll get. I think they'll get four heavy contributors / starters out of this rookie group.
All right.
And remember, they played bunch last year. Jordan Lewis played last year. Xavier Woods, Chidobe Awuzie, Anthony Brown played 2 years before that. Jalen Smith didn't play as a rookie because of the injury, but as soon as he was healthy, he was plugged into playing. So, yeah, I mean, Taco got to play last year. Cowboys don't sign anybody in free agency. Teams that don't sign people in free
agency. Bo Scarborough going to be
RB2 or RB3? RB3. Rod Smith beats him out. I believe in Rod.
Okay.
Rod's a stud.
All right.
How about the Giants? What do you think about this situation? Will Hernandez, plug-and-play starter. Saquon Barkley, plug-and-play starter. I mean, Lorenzo Carter's got to start, right?
All right, over under 2,500 yards. Or wait, I said that wrong. Over under 1,250 yards for Barkley.
This is just rushing yards?
Yep.
Under.
Okay, thank you.
You agree?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. What's Kyle Krabs posed this question the other day, and he posed it because I disagreed with him in a DM. But what would be good? I mean, what would be like a great first year for Saquon Barkley? What would be your ideal first season for him? Like, I mean, total Saquon yards Barkley, from scrimmage. He's got to get at least like 14,
if Saquon Barkley gets over 1,000 yards rushing, I think it's an awesome season.
But like, if you're drafting a running a guy. I mean, there's been tons of rookies that have had 1,000-yard seasons.
He might get, like, 300 carries, though, so.
You think? Yeah, well, he could, I guess. I mean, it's
you might know Pat Shurmur more than me, but.
Yeah, it remains to be seen. You know, Shurmur looked like he wanted to run the ball a lot more lately in Minnesota and looked like he was going to do that with Dalvin. And then,
right, and then Dalvin went down.
Yeah, so it was like kind of like, well, hard to kind of get a great read on it, but. Do think you're right. I think they'll run the ball as much as they can, but again, that's not, you know, the offensive line's still not a strength for sure. I mean, like I said, Hernandez is plug-and-play starter, and he's probably your second-best offensive lineman.
I would tell you Barkley's getting 1,100 yards.
You think he's getting 1,100 total yards, or are we talking about rushing yards?
Rushing yards.
I'm saying 800 on the ground.
Man, I think he's getting a lot more than 800.
800, 900 on the ground, 400, what?
you're like 800 on the ground, and then you waited, then you went.
800, 900.
All right, 800, 900 on the ground. so if he rushes for 800, if he rushes for 978 yards, you're going to be like, yeah, I said, you know, 900, it, you know,
yeah,
and 900.
Yeah, 999 yards, 900 something.
I called it.
No,
I
think between you, 800 and 900.
I think it's 1,100.
On the ground. And then how many through the air?
So much. Huh?
How many through the air? How many yards does he get through the air?
I don't know. I truly don't know.
I mean, it's hard to figure out because they have Odell back.
Right.
Our boy Sterling Shepard's here, and he's very good.
Yep.
And he did well last year when he was healthy, but
Evan Engram.
I mean, Engram just had an unreal season for a tight end that nobody's talking about.
Yep.
He's going to get his touches. They're going to throw the ball. I don't know. I think Barkley's going to have a great season, you know, as a receiver. Yeah, 900 yards on the ground and 400 through the air. Yeah, that's what I think.
All right.
Hernandez Stewart will vulture some touchdowns. What's that?
Hernandez is starting for sure, right?
Who is Hernandez? Oh,
Will Hernandez.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I said that already, but yeah, he is.
God, what are you, cover the draft?
I already said it twice that he was starting. BJ Hill's not.
Well, I'm paying attention to you then. Now I am.
Appreciate your honesty. BJ Hill, RJ McIntosh, those guys, nah, they're not playing. You already got Harrison Tomlinson and Josh Moreau inside. Avery Moss is going to get some inside reps. I wouldn't expect to see much of BJ Hill or RJ McIntosh at all. And Lorenzo Carter?
Does Lorenzo Carter. Start.
I will take it one step further. Does Lorenzo Carter lead the Giants in sacks? Because he, wow. If Lorenzo Carter doesn't start
with Alec Ogletree and Ray Armstrong, what? Hold the phone.
I said sacks, dude. You know what sacks are? He has to beat out Olivier Vernon.
You heard it here first, folks. Lorenzo Carter is going to lead the Giants in snaps.
Well, actually,
that's what led you to
snaps. I didn't say snaps. I said sacks. Is he going to lead the Giants in sacks?
You think he's going to lead the Giants in sacks, though? Really?
No, probably not. They just don't have any pass rush, is my point. My overarching point is that they got rid of Pierre Paul, who wasn't great at it either, but like was good. And Vernon is, Vernon's a great run defender. He hustles. He's just not a good pass rusher. He's not a great pass rusher. He's an average pass rusher. And then, like, Kareem Martin's just been chilling in Arizona as a backup, barely seeing the field. Betcher goes and gets his DC job in New York. He's like, come on over. Like, I'm starting. You're like, what did you see in this guy that you didn't play him during his time in Arizona, but now you want him to start for you? And I'm really curious. I want to see what Martin can do. I mean, I thought he was okay coming out, but dude has not played in this. I mean, he's literally done nothing. So,
all right.
Most people wouldn't even know he's still in the league, but now he's going to get a chance to start. And, remember, he plays a lot of hybrid fronts and stuff. So, I think Carter's going to see the field a lot. He'll probably drop off the ball some and go into the slot. I mean, he could do a lot of different things. It's probably a good fit for him. He's just not a pass rusher, and it troubles me when you draft edge rushers. I mean, he went in the third round, so that's okay. I get it. But, it's hard to draft these guys when they can't rush the passer. Like, you got to have some skill at it. It's hard to learn on the fly in the NFL. So I think he'll play. I think he'll play. I think he'll contribute. He'll see the field. I just don't know whether it's going to be pretty or not. Philly, what you think about them Eagles?
Hold, please.
Goddard could be.
Yeah, I mean, some of us had Dallas Goedert mocked to the Philadelphia Eagles as a perfect pick, back in January, February, but some of us all. Namely not me, didn't. So, it's tough.
Well,
tough gig out there.
Fair, true, accurate. But here's the thing. Dallas Goedert was my tight end one, and he was not your tight end one. Or was he?
Wait.
Was he? Was he your tight end one? Oh, he was. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So we both stand together on that hill, but
Goddard's
you
starting.
Were probably higher on it. What?
Goddard starting.
Over Zach Ertz.
No. Oh, okay.
You mean like two
Philly
tight ends?
Philly runs two tight ends, so. Right.
Okay. At times, sure.
He's not starting over Ertz, but he would be.
I was about to just grab that sound clip, not say anything and move on, and just grab that clip. And then when Ertz goes off for like eight tutties and 800 yards this season, just like run that back. So be like, yeah, Trevor thought Goddard was starting over Ertz. But no, he'll be the number two.
Yeah.
Richard Rodgers still hanging on. I didn't even know where he was. He's in Philly. He'll get some blocking reps, but I think Goddard will play this season sparingly, but I think you'll see him play.
They're like, we talked yesterday about the Minnesota Vikings though, but I mean, you're looking at guys like Josh Sweat, Avante Maddox, who I like as a slot player, but I mean,
he's a future. Right. He's like next year's team.
Maybe.
But right now you want,
depending on the moves that they make.
Because Mills is what? Mills' contract's up, I think. Darby's contract's up.
Yeah.
Or maybe Mills has one more year on his contract.
Oh, what about the rugby offensive tackle dude?
Yeah, come on. He's not playing. You mean down the road, maybe. Jordan Malayata.
Yeah, is he going to make the team?
Does
rugby boy make the team? Yes or no?
Makes the practice squad. Does that count?
Wow, you coward.
It is kind of a cowardly move, but also like nobody's going to take him off waivers. He's a seventh rounder. So he'll get through clean. And why wouldn't you? You mean you're going to, you want that dude on the active roster? You're going to want him on the practice squad. So it's kind of a cowardly answer, but it's also the only logical
one. Nah, you're right.
I mean, like, it just makes sense. Josh Sweat, I don't know if he's going to see the field. I mean, there's just no, next year, if they lose Brandon Graham and Chris Long retires, Bennett could be gone. I mean, that could be a turnover.
He'll play a little bit. But it's not. barring injury, it's not gonna
right.
It's not gonna be a lot.
Right. Yeah, this is gonna be pretty. You're not gonna see much of these guys year one for Washington. The Eagles, I think. Washington, on the other hand, you're going to see quite a bit of number 29, Darius Geis.
RB1.
Y'all can buy that talk about, oh, we're going to use Chris Thompson on third downs. We already have our third down back from Jay Gruden. What happens when Gator great Chris Thompson, he is a Gator, right?
No, Florida State.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. That was disrespectful. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was.
Yeah, sorry. I apologize profusely.
No,
that's fine.
Nah, you can do the rest of the podcast by yourself.
When Seminole great Chris Thompson.
Nah, that's not a thing.
Nah, that's a thing.
That's not a thing.
Ah, now it is.
No. That's not a thing.
When Seminole spectacular Chris Thompson goes down with an injury like he does every single year of his career dating back through college, then Geis is going to see the field on passing downs because he's a better receiver than Rob Kelly and Samaje Perine. And yes, Chris Thompson is one of the best receiving backs in the league. So when people are like, Geis can't see the field on passing downs, that's not saying something about Geis, folks. That's saying something about Chris Thompson. Dude's a beast. He just can't stay healthy. So anyway, my long story short, Geis, does he win Offensive Rookie of the Year? Obviously, it goes without saying. Well, we'll say it because maybe there's a new listener that doesn't know. Both of us had Geis as RB1. We are both Geis truthers to the max.
Stan.
This is exactly where I wanted him in Washington. Love this run scheme. Love the fit for him. He's reportedly done terrific so far.
Anybody else going to get starter minutes? I don't really see any.
On the whole team, you mean? I was asking, does Geis win Offensive Rookie of the Year?
Oh. He's got as good a chance as any, right?
I mean, I think so.
The only thing that would hold him back is a slow start and the coaching staff doing what they do, and this isn't just with Jay Gruden, this is around the NFL. If you don't have a dynamic training camp and preseason, then there is a chance that the head coach just goes, yeah, we're not going to put a rookie in right away. Whereas in New York, guys like Saquon Barkley, he's literally going to start from week one no matter what. So sure. Geis has a good chance to, but it all, like, he's got to show out big time in the preseason in order to get those the same amount of reps or same amount of chances as like a guy like Saquon's going to get. So
see, I don't know. I would agree with most positions. I'm not sure about Ryan. I think they drafted him. I think they would have drafted him in the first round. I know they had a first round grade on him. I think they
if
love
he
him.
Can pass protect, then yeah.
Oh, he can. Yeah.
I think not that I'm saying that he can't,
right,
but
right.
If he can pick it up and be fine with it in preseason training camp, then yeah, maybe.
It all depends on when quarterbacks
see the field. Like you said, if Chris Thompson is healthy for a while, right, they're going to be bullish and he's going to be the third down back. You know who's going to be the third down back in New York? Saquon Barkley.
Yeah. So he probably doesn't win offensive. He could definitely win Offensive Rookie of the Year, but this is a great quarterback class, and these guys can win it if they see the field early enough. So there's a lot of factors that need to be, you know, measured in here. And you're right, Barkley could get a lot of time. Now, Barkley's going to get vultured for touchdowns by Jonathan Stewart because no matter what you think of Saquon Barkley, he is not a good short yardage back. So that's where I think Jonathan Stewart could, some of that luster of seeing the box score and seeing a bunch of touchdowns, you know, I don't know if you're going to see that with Saquon. So we'll see. Yeah. Daron Payne starts, obviously. Yep. They don't have anybody else. I mean, he and Ioannidis and John Allen, the some rotation of those three on multiple fronts. But
if you had to, we know that Payne and Geis are probably going to start. Of the other dudes on the team, just pick one that you would say has the best chance to get the most starter reps in 2018.
It isn't Jerron Christian. It isn't Troy Apke, who they took in the fourth round. My God. not Sean Dion Hamilton. Not Tim Settle. Trey Quinn. Was he Mr. Irrelevant? Yeah, he was Mr. Irrelevant, right? Last pick in the draft.
Yep.
Had a fourth round grade on him. Late fourth.
You think he's got the best chance?
Yep. Playing in the slot. Jamison Crowder's obviously going to play a lot there, but Quinn can play in the slot. He's a great route runner. Translates right away. He could be, he's going to be number four there probably. He's got to beat out Brian Quick, but he's going to make this roster. You know, and it starts there, really. But I think, you know, Jerron Christian's tackle number 4 or 5 here. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not counting on him to play for sure. So, yeah.
All right.
Trey Quinn.
There we go.
That's all right. It could be. You all agree? Right. You think Simi Cobbs?
No.
It's hard to say. None of these guys, probably.
I think Trey Quinn's a good guess. I mean, I'd love to say Sean Dion Hamilton, but they just have a bunch of dudes in front of them. So it'd be tough for him.
Yeah. All right. There's the NFC East, folks. We got what? The NFC West in the NFC South, which is a semi-important division to you, I guess, maybe. We'll talk about those next couple of days on the show. Until then, keep it locked right here. Locked On NFL Draft.